Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Butter sculptor Gary Colzer says carving Princess Kay in the Dairy Princesses is about more than creating one of the state fair's most recognizable attractions.
It's such an honor to be working with Midwest Dairy and the Princess Kay program because we're not just making something that's beautiful here, but we're also making it to bring recognition to the hardworking families that produce butter and milk and cheese.
Colzer grew up on a farm and says that background gives him a personal appreciation for the dairy families the tradition represents. Voting's underway to determine the coolest thing made in Minnesota. The Minnesota Chamber of Commerce and BMO have announced 64 products competing in this year's bracket-style contest. Minnesotans can vote through 5 rounds, with the field narrowing to 32 products on September 8th and 16 on September 14th. Last year's winner was Polaris's Military RZR. The 2026 winner will be announced October 6th at the Minnesota Chamber's Manufacturer Summit. As students get ready to head back to class, experts say anxiety is common this time of year. U of M psychiatrist Dr. Katie Lingris says the transition itself can be a major source of stress.
It's definitely a big time of transition, whether you're going back to school at the same school, you're starting school for the first time, changing school. So there's lots of things that are kind of up in the air. And most importantly, it's a big change from most everybody's summer schedule.
Lingris says families can ease that transition by gradually shifting back to school year bedtimes and daily routines before the first day of class. Minnesota could end up getting more than just the $300 million from the settlement.
This was about Meta, but they're not the only game in town. You got YouTube, you got TikTok, we're suing them already.
Right.
And you got others as well. So if those guys come into a settlement and they know we're looking at them and we're litigating with some of them, then we can get more money.
Attorney General Keith Ellison says if other social media giants agree to settle, Meta will up their payment to the state. Meta has also agreed to change part of its platforms aimed at children. In other headlines, a dry August is creating some late season concerns for Minnesota farmers. Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says corn and soybeans could use more rain as they approach maturity.
We'll have a decent crop in southern Minnesota, but the rest of the state's going to be down quite a bit, which is unfortunate because, man, we started out nice.
The latest U.S. drought monitor shows nearly all of Minnesota listed as abnormally dry to extreme drought. More areas of the boundary waters are reopening as wildfire conditions improve in northeastern Minnesota. Starting Tuesday, the Little Vermilion Lake entry point will reopen for day use, along with Lake Jeanette Campground and several boat launches and backcountry campsites. Part of the Northern Echo Trail remains closed for fire damage assessments, and officials say more than 100 firefighters are still working in the area. And Minnesota's wrapping up one of the hottest and driest summers on record. State climatologists say the summer of 2026 ranks as the 6th hottest in state history. Nearly 80% of the state remains in drought, with experts linking the hot, dry conditions to increased wildfire activity and growing rainfall deficits. This is MNN.